T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon, everybody. It is good to be with you. Comment from time to time at the top of the hour about the weather. It is going to get better. See, I'm an altitude guy. I'm a rise above it. Tomorrow, get through today, cloudy and 64 today. Tomorrow, sunny, Dana, 79.
Good.
Beautiful spring degrees. 85 on Saturday, 89 on Sunday, 88 on Monday.
This has never happened in the 10 years on this program. I just had a panic attack on the air
about
20 minutes ago.
How'd it go?
It has never happened while I'm on the air. Like, I've knocked up against the door to it, but I've never actually had it happen. And I looked over at Scott, Sam, and I go, well, here we go. I am having an anxiety attack right now. And he goes, over such and such? And I go, no, like, I'm actually telling you that this is happening right now. And he goes, oh.
You should see all the flashing lights in here with 8 phone lines.
I know.
I hope you don't have epilepsy.
During the break, you know, I lay down and I put my feet up, and that helps lower your blood pressure.
No.
I do not have medication on me to take care of this because I ran out, and like a lot of people with my particular condition, you just don't think you're going to, I'm not going to need it. I won't need it. And then, you run out and then you need it.
No, I think you're the only one who believes that stuff.
So I actually called the doctor during the break, and I'm like, well, this is interesting. You know, it's just interesting. It's never happened on the air before.
Wait, so we're not on any of them today?
No. So
that is an as needed, and I just haven't needed it in a while, okay. And now I do.
So let me tell the truth about what really happened in here, Sam. So going into the 2:45 break, she looks at me and she goes, I am having an anxiety attack right now. Now, I have no experience with these things. I don't know what to do. I looked over and I said what any middle-aged man would say. I said, oh. I said, well, what do you need? She says, I need my prescription. So then during the top of the hour news break, Sam, I now know what a druggie must sound like on the phone with their dealer when they can't get the drugs they need, because Dana called her doctor's office. It was like, okay, I really need this prescription, like really, really badly. And I need you to phone it into blank pharmacy. I really need you to do this. I mean, almost desperate.
I said, this is my phone number, but I would prefer that you not call me. Please just call it in, because I get
on a serious note, because I do care and I know the audience cares. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just hate the feeling.
What does it feel like?
It feels like a volcano, and it's coming, and it's coming, and it's coming, and it's coming, and then it spills over, and once it spills over, you can't stop it.
Okay, now are you having it now?
Uh-huh.
You're having an anxiety attack right now?
Yep. And here's what's interesting.
Because you sound normal. You're acting normal.
Normally, there is no rhyme or reason. Like, every once in a while, it just happens in the middle of the day, and you're like, what is that? There's people will tell you, because Chris will say to me, what's wrong? Did I do something? No, it's you just can't explain it like that, right? Mm-hmm. It just, there's no rhyme or reason for it. I don't think talking about the slaughter of 19 children for 2 days in a row has done me any good.
Probably not.
But we have talked about these things before.
True.
I think this absolutely has everything to do with that. I think I went to bed last night thinking about it. I woke up thinking about it. Let me give you one quick example that will make you laugh, even though it's not really funny. I have the Calm app, and all night I played ocean waves. So this is what it sounds like.
Oh.
Ocean waves.
Well, that would be lovely.
Because I've been really stressed out over this last couple days. So ocean waves, ocean waves, ocean waves. This morning at 4 a.m., I'm in and out of sleep, listening to my ocean waves.
Do you
leave
it going all night?
I let it all night long.
Okay.
All night long, because I've been upset about this.
Sure.
Chris Ketz gets up and starts playing the ABC News update on the shooting. Next to me. Like, so, 12 inches next to me in bed.
He's mixing ABC News on the shooting
yes,
with your Ocean
with my
Waves
Ocean Wave Calm app. And I go, do we have to do this at 4 a.m.? Like, I love you. Do we have to have an update on the shooting at 4 a.m. in bed with audio?
Does the man ever sleep?
No.
Okay. Does he ever take a break?
No.
Does he sleep in his suit?
Like, if you want to pull up Twitter and, like, roil in that anxiety for 16 more minutes at 4 a.m., I can't stop him from doing that. But we're going to have a conversation about bringing audio into bed. When I'm having an anxiety attack and listening to ocean waves. God, can you do me that one solid?
Beg your pardon?
Well, here's the latest. Yeah.
I'm Whit Johnson from ABC News.
Right, that's what it was.
Here's the latest on 21 dead in Texas.
Man. I'm like, that is so crashing into my ocean waves.
So wait a minute. He delivered me my news last night on the television, right?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't think I was dreaming. So he probably gets home. He gets off the air. He leaves my television at 10:30 at night. I would assume probably leave shortly thereafter. He arrives at your home after leaving my home at 11 o'clock. Right?
Correct.
So probably has a little bit of adrenaline, doesn't fall asleep till midnight or shortly thereafter, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's back up at 4 in the morning news?
Yes. Yes.
Take a break.
I know.
I fell asleep last night.
I'm like, what if you clock someone in the head with your cell phone while listening to the Calm app? Does that register somehow?
Mike, is that battery, technically? If they deserved it?
Do you know what I've been watching at night? I am now crazy and old. I've started watching nature shows on Netflix.
I do that too. Yep.
There's one called Animal Babies or Wild Babies. And every night, and Helena Bonham Carter is one of the fabulous British voice actresses who does this.
Yeah.
You can pick penguins. You can pick lionesses, although sometimes that gets...
a little nasty.
Yeah, I don't like it when they're going after the wildebeest.
Well, they gotta eat.
I know they've got to eat. So, like, with some of them, you're rooting for them because they've got to feed their babies. And then with some of them, you're like, oh, please don't eat that. But, you know, there's dingoes. I'm like, no, don't want to watch that because we know what the dingoes do.
Maybe
a dingo ate your baby, right?
Yeah, right.
I am now watching on Netflix Wild Babies.
Is that the name of the show, Wild
Babies?
It's
called Wild Babies. And it will make all of the parents think, you know, all like the sea turtles, all they have to go through just to get to adulthood. You're like, yeah, my kids are going to be okay. We got Life 360. But it's very calming and the voices are very calming.
So do you watch like seals? Because then the sharks come after them and you can't watch that.
You know, what I have learned is the mothers to these babies, like the mama seals, have to go out and catch and leave the babies alone on the seashore.
Which leaves them susceptible
to the dingoes, correct?
And then
I fast forward through that part.
But the moms, when they're going out to sea to go get food for the babies back at shore,
babies ain't gonna feed themselves.
Who are now the prey of the dingoes? The sharks are going after the moms,
correct?
I mean,
and so then when the shark gets the mom, the baby seal's like, murr. And so I fast forward through all that. But I'm telling you, generally, if you're looking for something calm to do at night. And someone tweeted me this the other night. I need your recommendations of what to watch right now because I'm stressed out by the news cycle. Watch Wild Babies on Netflix. And your kids will walk in and be like, wow, you're that old right now.
No.
Because my grandpa used to watch those.
See, grandpa used to watch Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Yep.
Mutual of Omaha is people you can count on when the going's rough. That's what he used to
watch. The baby elephant one is good. They're all good, but you'll love the baby elephant one.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with watching a little animal show on Netflix. That's very nice.
Chris just walked in last night, saw me watching my animal show, shook his head, and went into the closet and changed. No. He's like, she's done.
What did he change
mad
into? Another suit?
Right?
So he could get in the shower? Jeez, Louise, that man needs to get over it. The news has to stop at some point.
No, it doesn't. Not in our house.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So do you have a run, do not walk on the...
I would watch the elephant one, and I would watch the kangaroo one.
Okay. I have a run, do not walk that I'd like to share.
Lay it on
me. And I'm being serious. Don't laugh at me when I tell you this.
I won't.
This is a music run, do not walk.
This is a safe space. We're sharing today.
I have a run, do not walk in music.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm a guy who likes his hair metal.
Okay.
The new Harry Styles album is incredibly good. Harry Styles from One Direction.
Boy band Harry Styles.
Yes.
What?
Sarah said to me, hey, Dad, have you heard the new Harry Styles record? It just came out this week. We've been playing the first single from time to time as bumper music, as it was. You even said you liked it. You probably didn't even know what it was. And I gave the entire album a listen the other day. It was so good. I listened to it again immediately. It was so good. I bought the CD yesterday at Walmart.
We're in the Twilight Zone. Wait. I'm watching nature shows. You're listening to Harry Styles. Sam's back. I don't know what the hell Sam's doing back there.
You claim you're not having panic attacks because it sounds like you're having one.
No.
Right now.
The new Harry Styles album is really well written. It is mature but fun. It is a good record. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you.
I'll give it a listen.
And if you want to hear and he writes his own stuff. I know that because I bought the CD yesterday and read the booklet.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Wow, we're reading booklets.
You're damn right.
Wow, the Kiss Cave out. Harry Styles Cave in.
No, but it's good. And check out the tune Matilda. It is a brilliantly well-written song.
Okay.
That's right. I said it. The album's name is Harry's House by Harry Styles. You shut up.
Show us wild babies. Watch the one with the elephants. All going to get through this together.
Okay. So I have no illusion that this show today, when the book is written on the Dana and Parks show, this is it. This is the new Harry Styles.
Oh.
This is Matilda.
Well, that's delightful. It's
a very good song. Yes, thank you, Sam. Story here from Fox 4. The social bar and grill is now on the clock to try to find a solution for noise complaints from area neighbors. Here we go again. Earlier this week, we were telling you about the pickleball courts at the Mission Hills Country Club, and neighbors are upset, and they want the pickleball either moved, removed, or regulated. Whack, whack, thwack, thwack. Now let's go to Shawnee, where the social bar and grill is now on the clock. To trying to find a solution for noise complaints from area neighbors, the Shawnee City Council voting unanimously to allow the bar to maintain a special use permit for live entertainment on a 4-month trial period. Before the social took over the space on 62nd Terrace, the previous tenant, the Roxy, so that you know where this is, if you know where Power Play is,
yeah,
just to the west of Power Play on Shawnee Mission Park.
In a strip mall.
Yeah. The Roxy received multiple noise complaints leading up to its closure in 2021. Earlier this month, the Planning Commission hosted a public hearing to review noise complaints related to the property and consider revoking the special use permit for the Social Nightclub. That's the name of the club, the Social. No residents came forward to speak during the public hearing, but area homeowners sent 4 letters to the city. Those letters outlining noise complaints against the Social, claiming that music was being so loud, residents could hear the music lyrics inside their homes.
It's like a free concert every Friday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday night, you get a free concert till 11
o'clock. I'm looking at the aerial of this establishment.
I know where it is.
There is absolutely nothing to the west but an industrial-looking large building. Nothing to the east, industrial large building.
That's where the Power Play used
to be. Nothing to the south, industrial large building. If you look directly north,
that's where the homes are.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 houses, and then across the street, another row of houses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking, that looks like a shed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 houses tops that we're talking about. So then you have to, weigh this, Scott. Who has more of a right the business that's trying to keep going after this last 2 years, who wants to entertain their crowd, which brings in live music, brings in people, it brings in more money.
Sure.
Or the seven homeowners to the north, four of whom gave testimony about this.
In response to the complaints, the co-owner of the Social, Jordan Grove, said the bar has limited its live performances to only Friday and Saturday nights, with bands wrapping up before midnight. Grove said doors are closed during the live performances and all doors leading to the performance area are covered in soundproof material. Grove said the property manager recently hired a sound engineer to supervise during the most recent performance at the bar. And they say, the Social Club says, a majority of the decibel readings are barely above what we have seen when cars are passing by. Okay. This is, I don't want to say it's anything new.
This is not unique to this bar and not unique to probably bars in Shawnee. I mean, I have heard, though I don't know this, that one of our favorite places to go eat now on 135th Street has enough of a crowd that the neighbors in the apartments just to the west can hear it, and the neighbors to the apartments just to the south can hear it.
Can hear what?
The crowd.
Just the crowd noise. Cars coming
There's
in.
There's a people. DJ on Fridays. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I don't know how you decide this, Scott. Who has more of a right? Does the business owner have more of a right? Do the homeowners have a right, even though this bar was probably here long before these people lived here? Maybe not under the same ownership.
Well, it was the Roxy prior to that, and I know the Roxy had live music.
I mean, you want to cater as a city to your small businesses. And does the band go till 11? Midnight?
10?
10?
913-586-7798. That is a new call-in number if you want to weigh in. 913-586-7798. It's also the new number for the text line. Let me give it one more time, and then hopefully I don't have to keep doing it. I know I'm going to keep doing it, Dana. 913-586-7798. That is our new call-in and our new text line.
And for that, number. We apologize.
We don't know who is responsible, but when we find out.
There is a Hy-Vee to the west. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
There is a pizza shop to the east. There's a big furniture store.
That pizza shop is the old power plant.
Way south, yep. South of Shawnee Mission Parkway. And if you zoom in, I mean, really, the there's a barbecue restaurant right there. I'm not knocking the homeowners, but we are talking about, I mean, it's six houses, basically, in the backyard of this place.
Six people who do not get to enjoy Friday and Saturday night at their home.
Or you open the windows and you think, you know what? Free concert.
A free concert.
Pour yourself a beer and enjoy.
All right, we'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. He's Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. And my name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, the news is next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As Dana and I said at the beginning of the show today, just bear with us because we're learning as we go that the reason a lot of people are listening to the radio station when we go to them on the phones is because when you're on hold, for some of you, you're actually hearing 106.5 The Wolf down the hall. And so you're not able to hear the show through the phones, which is typical and normal.
Yeah, we are not playing today's best country right
now. No, we're not. We don't play today's best country. We rarely play country at all. We've got the engineering staff in here. They're working on it. And as soon as we can get it all fixed, we're going to be up and normal and running. We're talking about this story out of Shawnee where the Social, that's the name of the club, the Social Bar and Grill is now on the clock. They've got to find a solution, according to the city, for noise complaints that are coming in from some of the neighbors, homeowners. And the problem is that the Social, which used to be, if you're familiar with the area, used to be the Roxy, and before that it was Johnny's, before they moved across the street on Shawnee Mission Parkway. They do live music on Friday and Saturday nights. And the neighbors are saying the music is so loud they can actually understand the lyrics to the songs in their homes. Now, the homes are to the north, to the east, west, and south is nothing but business.
Yeah.
Some people on the text line are saying this is so Johnson County. Move into a neighborhood and then try to run out the business. Okay, all right.
Knowing when you move in, there are businesses there.
I mean, this is not a new club.
No, this is not a new issue. If you live anywhere near a bar in the spring and the summer, there's a chance you are going to hear live music.
And is the property coded as a live entertainment venue?
Well, I'm sure
under city code.
I'm sure it's it's business. Code is not the right word. What is it? Zoned.
Zoned, yeah, sorry.
Is it zoned? I'm sure it's zoned business. I don't know that you are specifically zoned.
For live music?
I don't know. I have no idea. Ashley in North Kansas City. Ashley, hello.
Hello, Ashley. Oop, are you there? Ashley, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
We
couldn't hear you guys through the phone.
Yes, we know. You're probably hearing 106.5 The Wolf, today's best country.
I actually was, which was fun, but I just wasn't expecting you guys like normal.
Ashley, so. I'm joking. We should actually pick up the phone and call them down the hall and see what they say.
I do it. You guys know me. I'm pretty game for anything.
I know. What's up?
Anyway, my husband has played in bands in Kansas City for over 40 years. The gentleman owned the Roxy, both on 75th and on Shawnee Mission Parkway. He knows how to set up a bar for live music. We loved playing that location. Scott, you're a drummer, so you will understand this. You go in one door with the drums, set up, that'd be stage right, and then whenever the band before you is done, they exit stage left, take the drums right outside that door, and we're out of everybody's way.
That's right.
It was awesome. And he had TVs all over that place. So no matter where you were, you could see whoever was on stage. It was a real shame when he got shut down. And also, we live up in the Northland by Winnetonka. We were never home after 12:30. And that's breaking down, which, you know, Scott, takes a while. Mm-hmm. You know, once you come off stage, and we were so disappointed, cannot wait for him to find a new location. He always tried to be respectful of everyone around him.
So you guys, what you're saying is you guys would have been off stage, the live music would have been over no later than probably 11 o'clock at night on a Friday, Saturday
About
night.
11:30 at the latest, right. I would say. So, yeah, it was a real shame. And his old club off 75th, it was set up really well, too. And, you know, there are some clubs that really don't care about the musicians. They just want to get the patrons in there. This man's not that way. He cares about the musicians, and that's nice to see.
All right, Ashley, do appreciate the call. All right, you do the same. Thank you for it. Let's go to Tim in Kansas City. Tim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Tim.
So he was listening to 106.5 The Wolf. I'm going to wait. Bring it back in, Sam. We'll wait it out.
Okay.
Tim, are you there now? Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're great.
What were they playing over
enjoying
on The Wolf?
Enjoying the country hits, are we?
Little Eric Church over there?
They were actually singing I Hope You Dance or something. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
I Hope
Martina McBride. That's a great song. 1994. Yeah.
So that kind of leads to my point. Dana, I'm with you. Open the window, grab a beer, and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
We've seen very how short life is. Go out and have fun. Who is going to complain about music? I mean, we're just lucky that bands are starting to play again.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
Go have some fun.
Tim, I'm trying to think if you could rank the awful sounds that you are subjected to in your home. You know, people would say the tornado siren test. That would be one of them. Some people say the thwack of the pickleball racket hitting the ball. That's a new one. Barking dogs. I'm trying to think of all of the things. Music, to me, is way down on the list. And yes, even if I live next to a place that had live music, it wouldn't bother me.
Every Friday and Saturday night?
No!
Yeah, live music has been gone for so long, it's just good to get it back.
Turn up your TV. I mean, I can't imagine. These houses are not, Scott, they're not right on top of this place. I can't imagine it's that bad. Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you think, Tim, thank you for the call, man. Do you think we live in a world, in a society now, let's be honest, complaining about pickleball, and I know that was the mayor and his wife of Mission Woods or whatever, complaining about the Mission Hills Country Club pickleball. And now we've got some homeowners in Shawnee who want the social nightclub to change something regarding
live
music.
They want them to change their name to Not Social.
Your rock music is impeding my sleep.
Do you think...
Welcome to the Not Social nightclub. There's no music.
And I don't know if this is something new from coming out from the pandemic or if it's always been like that. We just seem like a complaining lot to me. There's always got to be something wrong. And if there's not something to bitch about, then life's just not worth it. It's just not fun if we're not complaining about something or someone.
But don't we have a million other things that are way more important than music playing on Friday and Saturday night to complain about?
I think if they were business owners, they would understand, because I think the businesses will tell you we barely limped through the pandemic. And for those businesses who were able to make it to the other side, especially restaurants, the joy in welcoming people back to these venues and the joy that you've made it, that you're on the other side and now we're in this endemic or whatever you want to call it, and people can at least come out and enjoy the music, we should be applauding all of these things.
You got to remember the Roxy, which was in that location prior, didn't come out of the pandemic. The Roxy closed their location last year there. And now the landlord has obviously found another club that's willing to open up called The Social. And I don't believe that the owner of the Roxy is the same as the owner of The Social. I think these are two distinct and completely different businesses.
Sure.
The Roxy did, and there are more than one Roxy in town, like there's more than one Johnny's in town. But the Roxy at that location didn't make it.
But to me, the claim of being able to make out the words inside your house, is it a feint? You can barely make out the words? Because people are referencing certain areas have banned train horns. That's different. A train horn will vibrate your chest even while you're inside your home.
And will go, and will occur at 2 o'clock in the morning.
But you also know when you move in, you live next to the tracks or the airport.
Fair point.
Or the rock quarry.
Or the fire station.
You know all of those things. Fire station is a great example. And we get used to the sirens. I don't even think about it anymore. We have a fire station right around the corner from our house.
I didn't know that.
Mindy used to live right next door to it. You just get used to the noise.
And you know that going in.
Correct.
Is there any way we can get that fire station to maybe not do their sirens when they're going on an emergency? No, there's not.
You don't think these people knew that this strip club or strip club?
Strip
mall was right there when they moved in.
Wow.
Wow, Sam. What do you got going on back in there?
How's your day going?
My brain is mush, man. I'm dealing with these
phones. Where are you going after
about
the show?
Hoochie Hut.
Where are you going after the show? Huh?
Apparently Dana was listening when she was off.
Bazookas? The Hoochie Hut. So bad.
So bad.
Sam Stevie we'll get to more of your calls and your comments here in just a moment. He is Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. Sad news out of Hollywood overnight. Ray Liotta, the actor known for his roles in Field of Dreams and in the mob classic Goodfellas, has died. Ray Liotta was 67 years old. Ray was working, quoting here from his publicist, Jennifer Allen, Ray was working on a project in the Dominican Republic called Dangerous Waters. When he passed, he died in his sleep. He is survived by his daughter, Carson, and his fiance, J.C. Natolo. He was born in Newark, New Jersey. Liotta was the adopted son of Alfred and Mary Liotta, who also adopted a daughter, Linda.
How is he dead at age 67?
It does not go into the cause of death.
It just said died in his sleep, and his fiance was with him, and no foul play suspected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His most memorable role, perhaps, was as real-life mobster Henry Hill.
Yes.
In the 1990 film Goodfellas.
You know, we always called each other Goodfellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand? We were Goodfellas, wise guys. But Jimmy and I could never be made because we had Irish blood. It didn't even matter that my mother was Sicilian. To become a member of a crew, you've got to be 100% Italian so they can trace all your relatives back to the old country. See, it's the highest honor they can give you. It means you belong to a family and a crew. It means that nobody can f*** around with you. It also means you could f*** around with anybody just as long as they aren't also a member. It's like a license to steal. It's a license to do anything.
God, what a great movie. What a great film. Do you love her? God, I'm telling you, the minute I saw that Ray Liotta died, I am transported back to that film. Because everyone likes to quote, oh, do I amuse you? Am I a clown? Like a clown? I'm funny, I amuse you.
Aren't I make and, you laugh?
Yeah, and that is an iconic scene.
Yeah.
But Ray Liotta is outstanding in that film. And the scene where he wakes up and his wife has a gun to his head and screams, do you love her? And he says, no, I love you, Karen. Karen, put the gun down. I love you.
I'm going to have to go back
what a great movie.
I have not watched Goodfellas in decades.
I could watch it on a loop. That and The Departed.
I love The Departed. We started that again the other night. Oh, my God.
My oldest son has asked me, what are some of the older films that are must-see movies that I could go back and watch that rival anything today?
Top Gun.
That is not what I told him.
Oh.
But I sat down with him a couple months ago, and we watched both that we just mentioned, The Departed, which is just, I don't think anything beats it.
That's not that long ago. Well, that's 2011 or something.
Yeah, but he would have been, a kid. Yeah, right. And Goodfellas has to be on that list.
Well, Well, and Goodfellas really has somewhat transcended time because he still, the picture of Ray Liotta in that movie is still like the iconic American mobster.
You know, he said he never got into a fight in his entire life.
Yeah, he goes on to that in this article. It says here, despite playing plenty of tough guys, that was not Liotta's true persona. Quote, I have never been in a fight except for during sports, and that's just pushing goofy kid stuff. Now, this is interesting. When asked by The Guardian in 2021, last year, why he never worked with Martin Scorsese again, given the director's propensity for using some of the same actors in different projects, Liotta simply responded, I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Oh.
I'd love to.
You want to hear something crazy? Hmm. The Independent wrote Liotta's greatest film roles, and they ranked them 10 to 1. Goodfellas is not on the list.
Of his top 10
roles. I mean, come on. What to about me, it's number... Oh, wait. It's number one.
Never, okay. All right. What about his role as Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams?
These are the top 10. Number one is Goodfellas. And Liotta has Robert De Niro to thank for that role as the actor recommended him to director Martin Scorsese. Okay. Huh. Goodfellas is number one. Number two is Blow as real life drug smuggler, whoever. Three is Narc. A lot of themes going on here. Four, Field of Dreams. He had a crucial role in Field of Dreams.
True was Joe Jackson.
Five is Marriage Story, which I never saw with Scarlett Johansson. Six, The Place Beyond the Pines. Seven, Identity, followed by The Many Saints of Newark.
That's the new Sopranos prequel.
Oh.
Many Saints of Newark. That one.
I do too. It's on my list. Many Saints of Newark comes in at number eight, followed by Copland and Something Wild from 1986. I don't even know what that is.
Copland, is that the one with Sylvester Stallone?
Yes. Robert De Niro, Stallone.
Yes, that was one of those rare Stallone movies where he, other than like Rocky One, where people say, wow, Stallone really is a good actor. He really can act when he wants to.
Robert De Niro, Sylvester Stallone, and Harvey Keitel. I will have to put that on my list. Followed by Something Wild, which starred Melanie Griffith way back in 1986.
67 years old. I mean, isn't it incredible? This is how far we've moved in regarding
age. That was
age.
Old when we were
That's
little.
That's right. When we were younger, if somebody said, you know, yeah, my grandma died, she was 67. Well, you would say, well, that was a good life. Now, you say 67. What happened to him? That's young.
Passed in his sleep in the Dominican Republic.
Hmm. Okay. Somebody says he was also in Broadcast News. And was also on ER.
Kevin Costner just tweeted, I am devastated to hear the news of Ray Liotta's passing. While he leaves an incredible legacy, he will always be Shoeless Joe Jackson in my heart. What happened that moment in the film was real. God gave us that stunt, and now God has Ray.
Okay. So somebody wrote in, glorifying a movie filled with gun violence too soon. And I'm writing back, no, remembering a brilliant actor and a brilliant movie. I mean, that's what it is. It is. Well,
gun violence was one thing. I remember Joe Pesci just beating a man to death in that scene.
Yeah.
It is not for children to watch. That's why I said my son had never seen it. I mean, he's 22 now, and I'm like, yeah, watch it now.
Come on, America. We're better than this. You know, glorifying a movie filled with gun violence. We're not doing that, but we are certainly recognizing a brilliant movie from Hollywood and a brilliant actor. He was very good. I always have a soft spot for Field of Dreams, that movie. That is the only movie that makes me cry every time I watch it.
He was in the DR, by the way, working on a new project. God.
Yeah, the name of that was, hang on, his spokeswoman said something about that here. Where the hell did it go? Oh, here it is. Dangerous Waters was the name of the movie that he was working on in the Dominican Republic. All right. Number of stories coming up in just a moment after we do a quick break for the news, not the least of which is an HOA in South Carolina that is going to charge you if you try to move out.
Huh?
Yeah. And have you heard of this sport? I want to make sure I get the name right. Slap fighting? Have you heard of this?
No.
Yeah, have you seen it on television?
No.
It's been on television.
Do not use the word sport. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's not a sport.
It's slap fighting.
No.
Like fighting, but with slaps.
Like cats do? Like, poof, pshw,
pshw, pshw, pshw. Yes. Kind of like that.
We're calling that a sport.
One of the fastest growing sports in America.
I'm out. Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you.
Next, we'll be mad about the thwack of the slapping.
The thwack of the
You want to play when we get back?
No, I don't.
I'll go first.
I'm good. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks. See you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.